This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. I am Muhammad Fazlur Rahman Abdullah. Sir, we are still on this 11th September. I want to say something on this. As you told that there is something fishy in the proof. That's why they didn't put the proof. I got this fish on the net. There is a site in the inin.com, inin.net, that have been banned actually. But I got one page in that there were two pictures displayed on that. One was the actor who acted as Osama bin Laden in the film displayed to all. Another was Osama bin Laden. And the title was, "Any fool with two eyes can see easily that these two persons are not same." That was the proof. Well, America put it before that. Another thing, my question is that I'm working in HL. We are given a handbook which contains do's and don'ts. On the top page of the handbook, there's written Bhagavad Gita shlok. A part of the Bhagavad Gita shlok, I'll recite the whole shlok, like, "Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata, abhyuddhanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham pritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chatuskrita dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavam yuge yuge." They especially mentioned it that pritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chatuskrita. If you have to protect the truth or the good, you have to remove the bad. There's no other way. Okay. After that, I want that last of that slok is that dharma sansthapanartha sambhavam yuge yuge. It means that main har yug mein sambhav hota, Bhagwan kehte hain main har yug mein sambhav hota hu. But what our belief is, our Hindu brothers' belief is that main har yug mein aata hu. I want Mr. Zakir Naik to explain this. This belief of we are having is correct or not? Thank you.
I request again from the audience and the volunteers, we prefer questions from non-Muslims so that let's clarify their misconception and then come to the Muslims. They may be attending several programs as such. I normally prefer giving a chance to the non-Muslim. They may not be having this chance regularly to ask any question on Islam. The brother has posed a question before that. He made a comment that there was a fish on the net and he saw that one proof was authentic and the original Osama bin Laden was false. Again, this fish could also be fishy. So I'm not going to be one-sided. Ah, that proof you got is correct. Even that could be cooked up by somebody who's an enemy of America. So I don't believe on that fish also. So see, I have to be neutral. I cannot be biased and start judging, saying, "Ah, brother, you are right. You know, the proof they gave, that also could have been cooked up. That's what we have in Telka, you know, Telka. Telka, the audio cassettes and video cassettes." So all this is a gimmick of media. See, I am a man of the media. We know if we want, we can change. Very easy. To change something on the media is very easy. I can make you say what you have not said also. That's a field. So it's very easy. So let's keep the media aside. Again, that also I don't agree what is right or wrong. Allahu alam, there's no proof at all. Now coming to your question. What the brother quoted is the shlok from Bhagavad Gita chapter number 4. What the brother quoted, he didn't give the quotation. It's from Bhagavad Gita chapter number 4. That whenever there's adharm, there's untruth, there is violence, there's anarchy in the world, Almighty God, He comes and He takes the form of avatar and He sees to it that this, whatever anarchy, whatever trouble, whatever chaos is there in the world, He comes to finish that thing by taking the form of avatar. Is it right? Do we agree? The difference what we say as Muslims, what we Muslims say, that Almighty God, He sends His messenger. Whenever people deviate from the truth, He keeps on sending messengers, as Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Ra'd, chapter number 13, verse number 7. وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَادٍ. And to every nation have we sent a messenger, a guide. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Fatir, chapter 35, verse number 24. وَإِمْ مِنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَافِيَ النَّزِيرِ. There is not a nation or a tribe to whom we have not sent a warner or a guide. What we say, that Almighty God sent messengers, like Adam, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, peace be upon them all of them were messengers of Almighty God. The Hindus believe in the avatar, Almighty God, He takes forms. We say messengers, they say Almighty God takes forms. That's the difference. The difference is, they say Almighty God comes down Himself in taking form, which we disagree, which Christianity disagrees, Islam disagrees. What we agree is somewhat similar, though it's a difference of chalk and cheese, but what we say, Almighty God sends messengers. These are chosen people of Almighty God to guide the people to the truth. And the last and final messenger that came on the face of the earth was Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And Allah has sent several revelations several revelations by name four are mentioned. If you have something like the Old Testament, something like the New Testament, we Muslims say this is the last testament. This is the last testament of Almighty God.